It's Friday, the 25th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The seventh edition of the International Energy Conference is underway in the capital. The event gathers government officials, industry leaders, investors, and businesses to discuss strategies for advancing the energy sector and creating in-country value. Executive Chairperson of the African Energy Chamber, NJ Ayuk.
A lot of the focus has been on in-country value creation. There's big discussions around what these oil discoveries will mean for Namibians. Are there going to be jobs created? Are there going to be opportunities for everyday people? Are they going to see that we do this oil and gas work without hurting the environment and do so sustainably? That is really, really what has been going on here. But as there's also discussions from the investors who wants to see their investment protected. They want to see government working hand in hand with them, which Namibia is already doing that.
Public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo has warned that appointing individuals to public office without proper vetting can damage public trust in government. He says that when officials have questionable backgrounds or hidden conflicts of interest, it undermines accountability and weakens the credibility of state institutions.
If you read in our constitution, there's an article under 41 that talks about ministerial accountabilities. All ministers shall be accountable individually for the administration of their own ministries and collectively for administration of the work of the cabinet, both to the president and to parliament. Therefore, if you don't have properly vetted mechanisms in place, you sit with issues and that can contribute to eroding public trust in public officials.
The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia has announced a successful drilling campaign offshore the country. In the Orange Basin, the Capricornus 1X well operated by Rhino Resources reached a depth of 4,957 meters and found 38 meters of hydrocarbon pay. NAMCOR's Manager for Marketing, Communication and Public Relations, Paulo Coelho.
The next step after the discovery will be about post-drilling analysis, and this includes detailed lab studies on the oil samples that we collected, a basic reservoir evaluation, and mapping out the full extent of the resources that are in the well. Now, based on that, the JV partners will decide how best to move forward and if they make a financial investment decision or final investment decision, whether that's an additional appraisal well or if we can progress towards development, which is what we're hoping for. In terms of contributions, each partner plays their key role. Rhino Resources, as the major operator, leads the technical and work execution. Azule will bring a lot of deep water experience and expertise from both BP and ENI. NAMCOR will just ensure the local content, the regulatory alignment, and we represent Namibia's interests in the project.
The Kingdom of Lesotho held a special mass at the Our Lady of Victory Cathedral in Maseru to honor the late Pope Francis. The country is home to a large Roman Catholic community. Speaking to SABC News, the church's Archbishop, Lali Relotoli, praised the pontiff's desire for peace to reign in war-torn countries.
He never shied away talking about the conflict in Gaza and saying war would not lead to any good end. He so much prayed about the peace between Russia and Ukraine. And at some point, of course, he became a very controversial figure because when he was convinced, he didn't care whom he was talking to.
And a new United Nations report has warned that indigenous peoples, who protect at least 80% of the world's biodiversity, continue to be sidelined in global climate action. Despite their deep environmental knowledge, they receive less than 1% of climate funding and are often excluded from decision-making. The report urges greater inclusion, indigenous-led funding, and respect for traditional knowledge. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.